education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And we're, of course, here to answer your computer questions, but we're trying to focus a little bit on digital images and what you can do with them besides printing them. I think we've talked in the past about some specific printing devices that are out there from HP and Epson and Canon. Everybody's got them now, where you can actually take your little digital camera memory card and slap it right into the printer, and off you go.
Check out resources to the things we're talking about today at datadoctors.com/radio.
Now, one of the cool things that you started doing a while back was using a website called Shutterfly.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's a fly website, isn't it?
Shutter? If you say so. Oh. This website.
It says it right here, Shutterfly.
You take your digital images. Let's say you got all these things on your computer, and a lot of people say to me, well, I want to have a nice print of this. Well, you can go out and buy a photo printer and print them up at home, but it's hard to get a really, really good quality image without buying real special paper, a pretty high-end printer, real high-end inks, and really spending a lot of time and money to make things look good, similar to what you'd get when you took regular film in to get processed. So, a company called Shutterfly exists out there on the web. You can take and connect to their site at shutterfly.com and upload your photos. It's a very simple interface. You just kind of point and click. It walks you right through. It lets you resize images and kind of touch them up a little bit. And you can choose an option to have them print up, using their real high-tech, expensive equipment, print up digital pictures for you and send them right to your postal address. They arrive a couple, 3 days later, and they look just like stuff you'd have done out of a photo processing lab somewhere, and it's very, very inexpensive and easy.
And I think Kodak does the same thing. And yep. A lot of people say that the benefits of digital cameras is you don't have rolls of film to develop, and you know, you don't have all those bad pictures that you wouldn't have developed. So here's a way to selectively develop just the ones, or have the ones that you really think are cool printed. Now, you do something else, though. You combine images on your website, and then you actually have a link on your personal website where family members, so this is a good idea, family members want pictures, well, let them order them.
If you're really kind of a little bit geeky, or you can understand some fairly clear directions at Shutterfly's site, they can tell you how you can encode a link so that when somebody clicks on the picture, you can make a special link that will automatically take that picture, upload it to Shutterfly's website from the web server that it's being served from, instead of somebody having to save the picture. They can take that, and like my family members can just click right on a picture of my kid that they want for whatever reason, and it'll automatically upload it to Shutterfly and give them all the options, and all they have to do is just click, put in their address and a couple other things, and it goes right to them. It's
very like
simple.
A credit card, right? They got to pay.
Yeah, but and people say, yeah, well, it's really expensive per print. Well, it is compared to getting regular photos processed, but the difference is, when you get regular photos processed, you might have, you know, 60, 70 images that, because everybody gets double prints and there's a roll of 36, and half those pictures are things that are, you shot them two or three times to make sure that you got a good one. So half of those are ones that you never even look at really anyway. This way, you're only printing up what you care about. You only print up four or five of the pictures. You maybe get six copies of each because you want to send them out to different people, whatever it is. So it ends up being less expensive in the long run.
I think so.
Pretty
now,
cool.
The link to Shutterfly and Kodak, and there's a bunch of different places. It's all on our website, datadoctors.com/radio, because today we're doing the radio show.
Right.
This afternoon at 4, you can watch our TV show on Cox Channel 9, and if you are a subscriber to the newsletter, we'll send a little reminder to you. Plug.
Didn't we already send a reminder to him? Like last night? No,
there's too much content in there.
What?
We do the follow-up.
Oh.
If you're a subscriber to the newsletter, some of the more important things we talk about on the show today, we'll have some follow-up newsletters that Mike Al puts together, and we'll put a little reminder in there for the TV show and the content. Shall we slide another phone call in before the evil newsman comes in?
You pick the guy, I'll push the buttons.
Let's go number three.
Number three, Kevin and Chandler.
Kevin!
Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. Welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thank you.
What can we do for you?
I have a question about the Microsoft Digital Media Edition Plus program is coming out.
Yeah, the Plus Pack with digital media accents.
We actually
featured that in our newsletter a couple weeks ago.
Microsoft started this new little trend. They have Windows XP is the latest operating system out for Microsoft, and they have several different versions of XP targeted towards different customers. For example, they came out with a Media Center Edition. There's a Tablet Edition, things like that. But they're also starting to take the old Plus Packs, and instead of putting out one Plus Pack that kind of suits everybody, they're putting out four or five different Plus Packs aimed at certain customers, and the one you're talking about is the Digital Media Plus Pack.
Well, let's explain for those that don't know. The Plus Pack, is just they're just enhancements. Like, they give you additional screensavers and little tools, and some of them have games and that kind of thing. It's just kind of enhancements, nothing really from a productivity standpoint. But it does, anytime you see a Windows XP machine with the Plus Pack, you generally see some very cool screensavers and those kinds of options. Have you played with any of those things, Kevin?
A little bit. I was more interested in the conversion for the LPs and the cassettes to your drive and CD copying.
Yeah, those are all things that program can do. We use a free program called Music Match that has some capabilities of doing that as well. The thing about having a product from Microsoft that's specifically designed for these types of digital medias is it kind of blends real easily into your into the actual Windows operating system. So some of the things that you can do with that, you can't, in other words, you don't necessarily have to open up a specific program to be able to do certain things.
Yeah, the programs just integrate a lot better because Microsoft writes the program and the operating system and everything in between,
yeah,
so
like
it helps.
Like he said.
Like Internet Explorer, the reason it's the most popular browser is not necessarily because it's the best, it just integrates so well with Windows, which is the most popular platform that, duh.
So this will integrate really well with the Windows Media Player 9 now.
Yes. Yeah. Well, if you're really into digital media, it's a fairly inexpensive package. Was it $29 or something?
Something like that, yeah.
It was $20.
Yeah, $20. If you're really into digital media, audio, video, that kind of thing, I think it's a no-brainer.
Okay.
Good little package.
Great.
Does that help?
Thanks for the newsletter and all your opinions and stuff. I really enjoy the show.
Thanks, Kevin.
Take care, guys.
Appreciate it. That's how it works, folks. You call in, we make something up, and hopefully you believe us.
That's right. We got about a minute left, so instead of grabbing another call,
you
want to do one of our little features, our webattack.com free download of the week, maybe, give people something to check out.
Yeah, there you go.
When we come back from break, we'll pick up the show where we left off.
Mike Held chose Power Albums for this week's free download from our buddy Marco at webattack.com. It makes it easy for even a novice to create and access digital photo albums, so you can actually create on the screen something that looks like a photo album where you flip the pages and the whole shot. So check that out. Power Albums is our free download of the week from webattack.com, available, of course, through our website, datadoctors.com/radio.
Check out all the links to all the things we're talking about, and if you're interested in calling in, we got a free line open right now at 602-277-5827.
When we come back, we're going to be telling you about the Vonage broadband long distance service that a caller in a previous show asked.
It's the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Great news.